The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Custer's last stand, Revolutionary War. I'm going to make the stand right here and declare it. Phillies, this era of Phillies baseball is over.
Why? Because they're loving the crew. They're loving the crew. They're loving the crew. Oh, they're loving the crew. Oh, they're loving the crew. They're loving the crew. They're loving the crew. They're loving the crew.
Smoking weed down the star projectors. I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. But seeing my family have it all took the place of that desire for diplomas on the wall. And really, I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50K on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 20. Taped for you on July 7th, 2012. Poncho, it's time to start admitting things.
It is indeed. But first things first, Tools. 20 long shows ago, these baby amoebas dreamt, and they dreamt large, and this show has grown, metamorphosized to a wonderful level, Tools. We're here for show 20. You're here to come out of the closet on a terrible call you've been making all year long.
All right, everybody, here's the rundown. Today we're going to talk Phillies. I'm going to apologize.
About time.
We have our DeSean Jackson interview that we got some stuff. Then we got a scoop about the action at the Village afterwards. Then we have a special caller. It's D-Lead. He's going to talk Flyers to us because if you're like me, I don't know what the heck happened. I thought the Flyers were going to get some great players and then...
D-Lead's going to tell us all about it, Tools. Calm down. Get everything under control, the bandana included there. And let's just wait for D-Lead to call.
Then we got to get into Sixers. There was some big stuff that took place, some major moves. We're going to break all that down. Then we're going to talk listeners and a comedy bit. All right, here it is.
Come clean, Tools. Step up to the mic. Get your big boy shorts on and let's do it.
The golden era of Philadelphia sports for the Phillies is over. The run that started back in, let's say, 2007... It is over. It is time to make changes.
The mighty Poncho told you this a long time ago, brother, but you continued to be staying behind Wheeler within 2 to 3 feet, always on top of the guy. You love him. You worship him. Guess what? Poncho's right. The amoebas of all media are always right. Phillies stink. How many games back are they?
13.
13 games back! I told you so long ago they stink. You wouldn't listen.
Okay, imagine last year, if I would have told you, in the first week of July, people would be throwing Gatorade on Cliff Lee because he got his first win.
Yeah, that's a
That is how bad, that is the sorry state we're in.
And we were actually celebrating it. The guy wins his first game. How much money are we paying him, Tools?
$25 million
to win one ball game in, 80 games we've played. We stink. This team's terrible. You notice my shirt today, Tools?
I don't even want
Pirates to... baseball. I'm a Pirates fan, officially. Phillies, this team's disgusting.
How about another guy we're paying a lot of money to? Papelbon.
Yeah, Papelbon. We can at least say all year long, Tools, as bad as they were, we could always say, oh, at least Papelbon's good. Now we can't even say that. He blows a save, and I'm not saying that could have been a swing game for us, because I'm convinced this team's terrible. But if you win that game, I believe that would have been a second win in a row, even though it is the Mets.
They would have won
manure.
The series against the Mets, and that would have made you feel a little better about
it. But that's sort of like hammering out the freshman when you're at the senior dance, Tools. You got a little something going, but it's still the Mets. They're terrible.
It's just, I'm just depressed. And my opinion.
Blow the team up.
Blow it up. First thing I do, trade Hamels. Get prospects. Yeah. Trade Hamels. Get prospects. Trade that stiff out there, Hunter Pence. He can't even catch a ball.
Whoa. Okay, you're coming at Pence, I hear.
Yeah.
How many home runs he's got?
15.
18, wrong. What's he hitting? Over 280 now. This guy's legit. You're coming at Pence. I can't even believe it. You know what? You expressed your feelings for Bryce Harper, though, a couple shows ago. I can see you're swinging that way, brother. You mentioned his name and wanting him to come here. I'll knock you right off your chair.
One thing I'm going to express is there is zero prospects in this whole farm system. Zero. That's zero. Yep. That you can be excited about. They overplayed their hand on pitching. They went all in on pitching, and it didn't work out. But now, this is what I'm saying. You're a team of means. You spend a lot of money on payroll. Make it happen. Blow the thing up. Reorganize next year and bring a better team back.
Let's see what Ruben Retardo Jr. is going to do now. Ed Wade and Pat Gillick scraps have been making him a name here in Philly. Everybody thinks he's wonderful. Now we'll see. Maybe I'll be eating my words in a couple years, Tools, and he'll bring a couple players in here to replace these old stiffs that are sucking up all kind of money. Holiday can't even stand the heat without sunscreen. Cliff Lee can't win a baseball game. Also, we're looking at the lineup here, Tools. Have you seen this tragedy?
Yes, it's a tragedy.
Hector Luna, I'll take this guy out behind the stadium and bury him.
Now, Poncho made a promise. If the Phillies make the playoffs, he would walk from the studio to the Grice building.
But I will make that promise on the air.
So
I will walk from the studio, the castle of the voice of Poncho, the amoebas of all media. I will walk straight downtown, Lancaster, 717 Grice building, and you can record it, Tools, and watch it later. Do whatever you want to do with it.
I'm just depressed about the Phillies. I don't know if we should spend any more time on them because it's just a lot. It really hurts, but they're done.
They're done. It's over. It's July 7th. Don't act surprised. Poncho, this brawny man with tenacity and wonderful body strength, told you so long ago, they're done. Get off the wagon. You wouldn't listen. You continue to smell Wheeler's cologne and just get all over him. He's terrible. You're terrible. At least I set you straight.
All right. All right. Let's talk.
Apologies. Let's get to something positive, though. You bring up the Phillies, and that's what's going to happen, Tools.
Positive is the Eagles. And we're going, as we go on record every week, the voice and Poncho predict an absolutely gigantic, huge season from the Eagles. I mean, we just think it's going to be.
Two of your favorite words there, Tools. Gigantic and huge. But this is going to be one of your favorite seasons. This team's legit, and a big reason why, he's small, 5'10", buck, 60, 62. I'd size him up in a heartbeat, but DeSean Jackson, he's got his money, he's got his record company, and it's time for him to blow up this year.
All right, this is our D-Jax Poncho interview
from the Shady Softball Game.
All right, first time in Lancaster?
Yeah, actually is the first time.
What do you think?
It's a good turnout, man. I'm actually impressed, you know, with the event McCoy put on. It's a great, you know, cause, a great foundation for him losing it, you know, the life of his grandmother. Yeah. So right. I'm just here to support him. You know, anytime athletes have, you know, events like this, I try to just be, you know, as responsible as I can to come support it.
Is getting to meet the fans sort of just like a bonus for you with
this
kind
of thing?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I love the fans all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of support they give us. So, you know, I'm just excited to get the reactions off their faces and things like that.
I got to ask you, are you going over to the Village later?
Yeah, I'm actually.
You are?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What are you going to be doing over there? Just sort of like
just relaxing,
folks,
you know, just sitting back, chilling, just a little party. So, you know, just having this good
nobody
event
there
today, during the day, just having something at night just to celebrate on a great cause.
Yep. What did you think of your performance in the game?
I went 3-for-2.
You're all right, man. That's not bad.
2-for-3, a couple of, I think, a double and a triple. So,
have you played before?
I have. I used to play in high school.
Oh, did you?
You haven't played in a long time. So,
okay.
You know, just getting back out there is kind of feel good.
Dude, I appreciate it.
Sounds like D-Jax is going over to the Village later on. I mean, what do you think, Poncho?
Yeah, he did. And he did go. That was confirmed. This was 2 weeks ago. Shady McCoy softball game, Clipper Magazine Stadium. Thank you, Lancaster Barnstormers, for allowing these two amoebas of all media to just encapsulate and overturn that stadium with our greatness. You let us all over the field. You let us all over to DeSean Jackson. And then later that night, he did go to the Village. This is a prime Tools. Can I give you something?
Yeah, give me a little.
I know you don't hear a whole lot. You do a lot of your own World of Warcraft stuff on your own there, but this is the outside world real scoop. Okay, I talked to an official law enforcement source at the Village. There's been some words. 1:45 a.m. There was a dispute. I'm gonna say it right now. Jackson was there, and he was amongst it indirectly.
Okay.
The word was something was tossed at his party. His group of people. Something was someone else aggressed them, put it that way.
Okay.
And Jackson's brother specifically said, hey, what's going on? Something did explode a little bit, but then the cops strictly opened it up. No charges. Jackson did not throw a punch, anything like that. He was taken on, and he acted well, from my source.
Well, then I want to know, who's the idiot that threw something at
you? Oh, probably you. I didn't see where you were at 145, but probably some idiot came out there and realized that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and then they just started throwing a bottle or something. I didn't get the bottle confirmed.
Okay, would you bet $100 there's either a Steelers fan or a Steelers fan?
First of all, Steelers fan's not paying the $3 cover to get in there. I don't know how good the rear door security is.
No,
maybe they snuck in, but there's no way they're getting the
$3. It was a $15 cover, but...
$15? Oh,
Voice
of
Poncho
way.
Don't pay covers, so no, we don't know.
No, we didn't pay a cent. We walked right in, and everyone came up to us and started giving us dollars. So we just wanted to get straight there with DeSean Jackson, though. I'm telling you, he's going to have a good year. He behaved himself, by all accounts. And, he said it was going to be a party. Maybe it was, but he kept it under control.
And just as... people that have met DeSean Jackson kind of have a personal relationship with him. He's a very nice guy. He's very accommodating, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Obviously, I'm not going to give you a cell phone number. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to give it to you right now. That's something that's ours, you know? We're close to the guy. We'll keep on his ear all year, you know, let you know how that's going. But there's no way this kid's going to fail this year. I already said 12, 1,300 yards, 14, 15 touchdowns. You heard it. You remembered it. Write it down with pen.
Okay, there was a marriage and a divorce in the Eagles family this week. Great. A marriage and a divorce.
Well, we wondered why Mike Vick was a little nervous and anxious out there at that Shady McCoy game. He was about to tie a knot a week later. I would have been splitting hairs and jumping all over that stadium if I had that going on. I wasn't at the ceremony. I didn't get an invite. I can't
give
you anything
official. Yeah, but the odd part is Vick tweeted out, best wedding planner ever, with a link to a wedding planner's website. Is this guy doing his own tweets? Is he doing his own tweets?
He just made the vows of holy matrimony, and you're telling me he's still fraudulent on a Twitter account? I missed that one, Tools. This guy, and you know what? I was confronted about this. I probably should have went at his neck a little bit about that fake Twitter feed. At S. Diller.
That's the only question we needed answered. Yeah. Do you really do your own tweets?
Yeah, and you know what? We're used to, you know, God bless this day every morning. I mean, we know that. We know where that's coming from. But when you get a tweet about his wedding, you'd think he would tweet it himself. Unbelievable. I'll tell you who tweets themselves. Voice of Poncho, at the Voice Poncho on Twitter. Best feed you'll see, best feed you'll experience. www.thevoiceponcho.com. We run this world, and all the pathetic puny peons that are walking amongst it with us. Also, Facebook, we're there. You know it. We got everything on there. Photos from this shady game. We'll have a DeSean Jackson photo or two up there this week, Tools. No doubt about it.
All right. Now, there was a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much this is going to affect the team. I mean, the Dodgers, they went through a divorce, and that was ugly. Funds dried up, and then Magic Johnson came riding in like an idiot and gave him $2 billion for the...
Lot of money.
Way
yeah.
mm-hmm. overpaid by some arguments, $775 million.
You're kidding me.
Whatever.
Carl Malone is not going to like the Dodgers now. I had heard he went to some Dodger ball games. He will not be anywhere near that stadium.
So the Lurys, owners of the Eagles, are getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. We see a couple positive things in this, some negative things, but we're going to go over that a little later in the show. We'll get to it.
Jeff and Christina, I believe, are the names they're tools.
All right, everybody, we're going to be talking on the other side to D. Lead. He is a Flyers mm-hmm. insider of ours. He can explain to you what is happening in free agency. Welcome back, everybody. We have on the line right now our Flyers insider Twitter handle. @D_lead. Poncho, this guy's got some knowledge.
If anybody in Philadelphia Flyers country's talking, this gentleman, good-looking gentleman's listening. So we got @D_lead. He's the owner of the Hockey Guys. Also writes a lot of Flyers insider stuff for the fourth period. Get online, check out both of those spots. This guy's wonderful, amazing, and I hear masculine. Okay, first up, Lead. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We love your presence here. So everybody's saying all these players flying around the NHL and none of them coming to Philly. Was standing pat sort of the best option here? Or what do you think?
Well, right off the bat, I think that they were leading the sweepstakes money-wise for Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, but unfortunately for the Flyers, both of those guys chose to go home, and they kind of had to fall back to a plan B or plan C or maybe plan D, according to some fans that you might talk to. it's a shame right now that Jaromir Jagr had to go for the amount of money that he did, $4.55 per year. Flyers obviously weren't going to match that offer, and same with Matt Carl, 6 years. At $5.5 million is just a lot of money for Carl, and right now the Flyers couldn't have that money committed to that defenseman and to Jagr. So it's kind of a tough situation, but I think they'll be better off letting the youngsters kind of mature in their roles and play a bigger part moving forward.
D-Lead, Homer, was he blindsided by Parise and Suter not signing with them? I mean, should he have been more in tune with what was going on? I mean, didn't he kind of get caught with his thing in the wind?
Caught with his bills hanging out. Now, I think, you know, they were the most financially aggressive team after those two guys. And, you know, I kind of think that the Flyers had an idea that they wouldn't land them. But, you know, you can't throw other money around while you're waiting for them. The drop-off in talent compared from Parise and Suter to the next free agents available was a pretty big gap. So I don't blame Holmgren for doing that. Like I said, the guys who have signed till the Flyers were waiting on those two guys, the Flyers I don't think had many interest or had much interest in any of those guys who went. So a lot of fans are going to blame Holmgren for that, but I really wouldn't.
Gotcha. And we have we do have a new face coming in. This Luke Schenk kid here, D-Lead. Also, major re-signing Michael Layton. What a monster move that is there. How about Brandon Layton as goalies? We're going all the way, obviously, right?
Yeah, man, what a way to kick off free agency. Michael Layton back in town, baby.
What about Luke Schenk? I mean, what's going on with this guy? Is he going to be a nice player here or what?
He is, and Flyers fans are going to love him. Led NHL defenseman in hits, was seventh among all players. Physicality on the back end is something that the Flyers have been missing, I believe, and Shen's going to supply that. It's a trade. I wrote about this for Lancaster newspapers. I really believe that it's a trade that's going to benefit both teams. I think both players really needed a restart button here with their current franchises, and then obviously there's no better way to do that is other than starting with a new one. So both of the guys, I think, were kind of rushed along. JVR in Philadelphia, I don't think, was given adequate time to develop. And same with Luke Schenk in Toronto. I mean, he played in the NHL as a supposedly shutdown defenseman at 18 years old. That's just, you know, too early to do that, I think. So both of those guys are going to get a change of scenery, and I think it's really going to help both the teams.
D-Lead, voice here. I know everybody's asking this question, but give our listeners the answer that they're looking for. Can the Flyers hit a home run and just go out and land somebody, some big name? Give us some names. What's the home run they're going to hit?
You know, I wouldn't rule that out. I know Bobby Ryan's a huge name that's been floating around, and with a recent story from Randy Miller of the Courier Post, you know, Bobby Ryan pretty much came out and said that if he's traded anywhere, he wants to play in Philadelphia. So there's where there's smoke, there's fire with that situation. And I think if the Flyers could make a deal that kept Sean Couturier and Braden Schenk in Philadelphia, I think they would pull the trigger on something like that. Maybe looking at a guy like Matt Reed could go the other way, or Jake Voracek. If the Flyers could get their hands on Bobby Ryan for some of those players, I definitely think they would pull the trigger. Like I said, you know,
okay,
the reason they were going after Parise.
You're hearing it here.
That's
D-Lead.
Just amazing.
D-Lead's name dropping.
One of these days, D-Lead, I will get to see your greatness and wonderfulness in person. I also want to tell you right now, we appreciate everything you do for us. @D_lead, all capitals, because everything's big about his game here. And we appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, D-Lead.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
And now it's time to talk a little bit of Sixers. Poncho, I'm going to get right in your crawl.
Stay out of my crawl, Tools. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I don't want you near it. Sixers. Okay, they've been making some moves. The Flyers sort of standing still. Sixers making moves. Unfortunately, 00, his game's worse than his number. Spencer Flores is coming back for a boatload of cash. He's terrible. Can't believe they signed him, Tools. 2 years, 13 and some change, something like that.
His guaranteed money is almost the same amount of guaranteed money as DeSean Jackson. That is like the crime of sports.
Unbelievable. Is that right?
Nah, it's a little. DeSean got a little more, but think how terrible and mediocre Spencer Halls is. And DeSean Jackson is a superstar, and he gets about the same amount of money.
I said stiff. I've been thinking about him a long time, Tools. You mentioned think. I've been thinking about him. He's in my dreams, my nightmares, and then I wake up gloriously wishing I slaughtered him. He's terrible, but I do like the other moves. We told you Lou Williams was out of here a while ago.
Yes, that was an inside tip.
No news. Voice and Poncho 5 shows ago had it for you. Nick Young from the Clippers coming in to play. This guy can shoot. This guy can score. Sounds like something we need, right?
Then why'd they only give him a one-year deal?
I think, Tolls, they want to see how this kid fits in. He's coming a whole way across the country. Bags packed. That's a big load to come the whole way across to a new city. I think they just want to see how he fits. We got Holiday and Turner back there. This is a young, young team. I don't think they're going to give a vet 5-6 years right now.
Speaking about Holiday, he's going to have to... Are you okay?
Just fine. Speaking of Holiday...
He is asking next year. He's already floating it out there that he wants a max contract.
I don't like that. Max, I don't like that.
Max contract.
Hey, I'll say this right now. Jrue Holiday is legit. I think he's going to be the only player on this team that in the crunch time moment can do those special things that somebody like, say, a D-Wade can do. Not as off as Dwayne Wade. I'm not saying this is Dwayne Wade. But he has the flashes and the capability to get to the bucket, and no one else on this team really can do that. Turner can a bit, not nearly as quick as Jrue Holiday. But I like this Nick Young addition. We obviously drafted another swingman who we have no use for this year. So, but I do like Young coming in. These owners, if they want to make people happy, Tools, bring hip-hop back! This guy's great! He had everybody excited. The true tragedy of this new ownership, other than Will Smith and his involvement with a Russian interviewer, is the fact that hip-hop got thrown aside. Wonderful mascot.
I think you're overlooking the biggest move that was made this week. The Sixers decided to amnesty Elton right. Brand. Okay.
When you learn to pronounce that word, then just talk about it.
Amnesty? Does that mean Iguodala's getting traded?
Well, obviously he's going somewhere. I heard Cleveland, Phoenix, a bunch of teams, Dallas looking at him. But
maybe an art gallery the way he dresses.
He's a freaking stiff from the Stone Ages, can't even move. He did show a little heart out, however, in the playoffs. But at his maximum, and I think his maximum capability right now, was only 15-8 in the playoffs. You saw it. Come on. We're paying this guy $80 million for that? You got to be kidding me. I have no problem amnestying this cat. Let me tell you what. The money's coming out of the owner's pockets, but it's not counting against the cap, a.k.a. not counting against the fans and what else we can get. Who cares if these owners are paying out extra cash? Get another player in here.
Good call, good call. All right, everybody. Sixers, Flyers, theme is they really haven't done anything yet. We're hoping for a big move. Next segment, we're going to be talking women and our listeners. And now it's time for Poncho's favorite.
Oh, no, don't just put it all on me.
Listeners,
okay.
Social
and
media.
There they are, the major movements underneath us. New listeners on the Twitter feed, at The Voice Poncho. Ready? Okay, at Big C from Philly. I'm the Big G from Philly. This is Big C as in cat. And then we got at M. Blymeyer, M-B-L-Y-M-I-E-R, sounds French. At I Am Kid Cali, I think he's a little rapper.
Yeah, DeSean sponsors him.
And now he's following us, which is wonderful. Here's a special birthday wish to a listener. At Press EJC from down the Delaware area, Big 31 for that fella there. And also, Tools, I wanted to introduce something special for this week's social media segment. Why not an email? Okay, two of them for you. Here they are. First one we got. First things first. Do you guys do bath salts before the show? Okay, obviously not. Second email. June 20th, 10:24 a.m. This is from you, Tools, if I can read it into the record. Four words, short words. We are a joke.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I have no idea. You tell me. This show's wonderful. www.thevoiceponcho.com. We want this world, and you're saying all these things terrible about us.
No, I'm not. Let's get on. Come on. Come on. All right.
Well, why just send the email?
Let's cheer ourselves up, and let's make fun of women.
Okay. Wonderful idea. You just quenched my thirst. Let's lay it on. What's this week's topic?
Okay, guys. Guys, have you ever gone out to eat with your woman? So you sit down at the table. The attractive-looking server comes out, who's probably about 21, and you're more interested in her. But you still look at the menu. You say, okay, let me look at my options. There's about 7 or 8. Okay, right. I'm going to go with this.
The pork belly.
All right, you order a beer. You get your beer. Your woman gets some martini that stinks that cost $500. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it's about 10 minutes. The hot-looking server comes back and goes, do you guys know what you want to eat?
Of course, you're ready to shoot it out. Yeah, I'm ready.
No, I know exactly what I want to eat. What's your woman say?
Didn't even look at the menu yet. Unbelievable. Unreal. We've been sitting there 10, 15 strong, and she hasn't even cracked the binder yet. Also, Tools, can I lay something else down for you?
Bring it out.
Okay. All right, you pound through that pork and them ribs and that small salad and then the dessert. You look over, you're done, you're ready to go home, do something private, and then lay down on the couch. The broad's just talking and talking and talking. You've been there for an hour and a half already, and she refuses to get out of there. Give me the couch. I don't need any more talking.
One of the scariest things that ever happens to me when I'm out to eat with my woman is she goes, how would you like your steak? And she says, I'd like it medium. Right there, the night is over, because this is what happens. They ordered medium, which means a little pink.
Right.
So the steak comes out, and it's a little pink, and they can't eat it. They butcher the steak. They don't even know how to eat a steak. So why don't they order it medium well every time?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to start doing, Tools? I'm going to start going out to dinner with her. I'm eating. She gets nothing. One menu, please, Maitre D. That's all we need.
Flavor flub.
Oh, boy. The flavor and the flub. The most wonderful part of the show at The Voice Poncho, www.thevoiceponcho.com. We see a lot of folks. We know a lot about you. Flavor, yours.
My flavor of the week, Jeffrey Lurie. I got a little scoop here.
Eagles owner?
Eagles always had Kelly Green jerseys. Always. And Christina Lurie said she didn't like that color and she wasn't going to let them use that the Kelly Green anymore.
That's true.
Jeffrey Lurie said, you know what? After 20 plus years, enough is enough. We're going Kelly Green. You're out of here. There's the scoop. This divorce was over the color of the Eagles jersey.
Unbelievable. That's great stuff. That's a flavor I will have any day of the week. Here's something that you're going to not like. A flub. Ready? Oscar Pistoriosis, Belgian runner. He will be present at the upcoming Olympics. Okay, you're probably thinking, what's the problem? Okay, double amputee. This guy runs on metal and, robot-like legs. And they're just going to let him run like that in the Olympics. I wouldn't run against this guy. I'm full of cartilage and sinew and thick muscle. I'm not going against this bionic man. Get him off the line.
I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, the Olympic Committee has to know exactly what they're doing here. Like, let's say we create a car that's on a person's brain. This car is going to beat every single person 100-yard dash, but there's a brain attached.
A car on the brain, Tools.
You understand what I'm saying? They're going to be able to create people's bodies in...
Yeah.
Wait, this guy, he can't run.
Osteopistriosis.
Go write a book. Yeah. Go do a radio show, but you can't run.
Exactly. I wouldn't walk against this cheat. No way. Anyway, wonderful show. Show 20, baby. We're great. 20 shows later, we've emerged and matured. www.thevoiceponcho.com. At The Voice Poncho on Twitter.
Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Rip the grain, roll up, and your girlfriend wanna like me, cause I ain't tryna control her. She call me when she wanna change, black diamond, my pinky ring, and she know you weak and we ain't the same. You hit the scene, I make the scene, I'm in her head like Maybelline, H-time, so I make the lean. I'm in her soul, I make a scream, I don't ride the toad, don't pay the change. I'm easy tag like Peter.
pants. She want a man, don't need a man. I'm flying down your boulevard. She cooking dinner with your pants. Draped up, tripped out. Yo, you know what I'm talking about. Pulls up, pull out. We get it popping in a parking lot. She like to do it with the lights on. Don't matter to me if it's dark or not. I'm G'd up, east up. Fossil pants, I'm hard as rock.